thank you all for coming. Janet, for your information, we are taping this. We'll get you a copy. My mother and my sister and I really would like to thank everyone here for joining us in this celebration, and it truly has been a celebration. There has been stories told that I have never heard before. And I really appreciate Albert and Edward. To hear about stories about your father. For me, my dad's life began when I was born. So to hear stories about what he was like as a young man was just fabulous, and I thank you very much. My sister and I knew Dad to have he was a man of quiet strength. I mean, he really was. He didn't yell at us. I mean, he was a very gentle soul and a wonderful father. He had a strong work ethic. And Edward, I mean, I guess that he got that from his father. And he was never afraid of work, and he taught me and he taught my sister just how important that work ethic can be. He loved sport, and he loved competition. My earliest memories is that there was, if the Pirates were playing, the radio would be on. And that was constant background noise, and we were always listening. We would do other things, but we would always listen to the baseball games. He also had a strong belief in education. And this is what my sister and I experienced. Maybe some of you did not have the opportunity. He had a vision, and his vision through education, his children would have a better life and an easier life than he did. And that leads me really into a postscript on painting the store. By the way, Fred, thank you for telling that story. It is true, by the way. But it really does demonstrate, though, the trust that I had in my father. from the earliest years, I mean, I always felt safe if my father was there, no matter how he was abusing me. But I knew no harm would ever come if my dad was close by. But there's a postscript to that story. I think, Fred, you were 18 years old, I was 19 years old. Fred was going off to college, and I had just finished my first year. And after we finished painting the building, Fred literally left the next day or the day after to go to college. And I still had another week before I had to report to Penn State. So I thought, well, let me set the tone. It was August, and it was hot. And my dad came up to me and said, you know, I got one other small job for you to do. I need you to tar the roof. Did I mention it was August and it was hot? And he started carrying out these big 20-gallon cans of tar that we were taking up to the roof. And it took me a couple of days to do this. And at the very end, as I was just, spreading the tar in the final few corners, my dad came up to inspect the job. And all he said is he just looked around and looked and made sure it was spread even. And he just looked at me and he said, "You ready to go back to school now?" It was an object lesson. Go back to school and do well, or this is what you're going to be doing the rest of your life. I have to tell you another story. Let me go back, though. Back to education. It truly was a partnership between my mother and my father when it came to raising us. My mother would read to us at the earliest years. And you know, and she would always have us reading books and children's books, and I mean, and that was one side. But that other side, my dad read two newspapers a day. We sat at the dinner, and Barry, you're in the back. Barry, my dad would have loved what you went through, because at the dinner table, we talked about current events and history. And that's where I learned a lot about the Depression and World War II and just his stories as well. But he was always there to push us and remind us an education is the most important thing you can get. And so I thank both of you for letting us pursue our dreams and encouraging us. I have to tell you a quick story. When I was 5 years old, we had moved to our new house, and I was playing in the front yard, and my mother came to the door and called me. It was time for dinner. And I wasn't ready to go in at that time. And I decided I'd start running down the street towards the playground, because I wanted to stay outside. The next thing I knew is my dad came tearing out the door. And although I had most probably a 50-yard start on him, that man could run fast. And that was the only time I received a spanking from him. That was the only time. Other than that, all the other times, he had this certain quiet authority about him. You know, he had a very determined voice. And what he really did, the way he raised us and raised me, that I remember, is that he always explained that we had a choice between right and wrong. And a lot of times, he would let us think about what the right choice was. And if we made the wrong choice, all I had to do was look at his face. And I knew that something was wrong. He didn't yell, he didn't scream, but he had that quiet authority about him. Well, when I became a father, it was a brand new world for me. And I really was breaking new ground. And so I really didn't know how to raise up my children, my two sons, they're here. So what I really did was I just imitated what Dad did. Quiet, never spanked my child, tried to teach them the difference between right and wrong, so that once they became teenagers, they knew the difference. And so I have a confession to make, that although I may be your father, but indirectly, your grandfather raised you. I mentioned they had a very gentle soul, and this will be the last story. Actually, I have two more. Once again, a strong personality, tough businessman, strong work ethic, aggressive golfer. But my sister remembers a story on her wedding day. She asked Dad to walk her down the aisle. And my sister was doing fairly well that day. She was holding her emotions in check. And as they were walking down the aisle, she heard a whimper. And she looked over. My dad was crying. And there was tears coming down his cheek. So even though he kept his emotions in check, he was there, the soul was there, and he was very gentle and very loving of you, Francine. I have to end, though, with his love of sport and his love of golf. He was self-taught. Some of you played with him, and my dad was self-taught. Never had a lesson, held the club incorrectly. When he would take a swing at it, he would swing as hard as he could, which is absolutely incorrect. He was an inconsistent putter. And with all of that, He was enough of an athlete to be a very good golfer. Well, he didn't want me, he didn't teach me how to play golf. No. He knew that he had learned the wrong way. He sent me to golf lessons. So I hold the club correctly, and I have the right tempo. And I was always a much better putter than he was. But let me tell you right now, I never beat my dad in golf. He was so competitive. I tied him once, by the way. But he was so competitive that he would always come up with a miracle shot that would beat me. Wow. But in conclusion, if I could control time, I would right now wish that I could bring my father back for 4 more hours so we could go play golf and have him beat me one more time. Thank you, everyone.